So, we progressed to the next round of the Challenge Cup, Danny. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted to get through. I thought it was a very well organised, you know, and a good disciplined performance. Not hiding the fact that we're on the back of a poor run there. So, I felt over the piece, you know, without any clear-cut chances on the day, or both keepers, I thought we had the fair play, the lion's share of the possession, and we had good moments in the game. But I think, you know, the biggest thing for me today was how compact we were, how disciplined we were, good transitions, you know, for attack to defence. And, you know, Carnarvon came along here today, you know, gave us a great atmosphere, but it travelled well. Our fans bounced off that like they always do. And they've took us right to the wire, and it's took us a wee bit of luck, you know, at the end to score there. But, you know, sometimes that's a wee bit of the luck that we feel that we haven't had in recent weeks, and it's something like that that can get you started again. So we're absolutely delighted to progress.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Ryan Mullen? Obviously, you gave him the chance to make his first start between the sticks. How impressed are you with him?
Yeah, I thought he had very good moments in the game, and we know Ryan. He's been in with us for a good number of weeks or months now, to be honest. And you know, we're needing competition in that area. Young Josh has had a stop start to the season, you know, in terms of health, fitness, or whatever. And Neil's been in there, and that's demanding. So we looked at that situation, saying that we need to make it competitive, and Ryan will certainly add that for the competition for there. But I thought today he had great moments in the game. I felt everything, without having any wonderful saves, but I felt for a big part of Carnarvon's strengths today was, you know, their aerial, you know, and balls into the box. And I thought on a good number of occasions there, he came and relieved the pressure fantastically well.
So next week we are away to Falkirk, so back to League Budness. How would you say an energy boost or morale boost is to the players going into that game?
Yeah, well, it's always nice to stop a wee rot. It's nice to keep a clean sheet, you know, but that's cup competitions, and as much as today was nice, you know, playing another club from another country, it was different, and thoroughly enjoyed it. It's back to league business, and that is, you know, where we've let ourselves down in recent weeks. That is something where we've shown from the beginning of the season there that we, you know, we can go there and we can compete, and it's just, you know, the fortunes of turning things around. That wee goal today could maybe be the fortunes of you maybe going down there next, certainly going down to Falkirk next week with a little bit more added confidence that you've won a game, you've no conceded, you look solid throughout there. But we know that the stuff competition that Falkirk and every other team in our league, you know, possess. So our biggest culprit over the last 3 to 4 weeks has been ourselves. And I mean that with utmost respect. I know what the players are capable of, but I think today you could see that we competed for well over 90 minutes there today. And perhaps that's maybe because the game has always been in the balance, you know. But I thought today for long periods we found our strengths again. And the biggest strength, you know, is working hard, you know, being competitive, you know, and competing for every ball and every minute of the game.
Good. Thank you, Danny.